I don't know about Diljit.
Yeah.
About getting him on the show.
Yeah.
Just yet. I think we'd have an easier time getting Karan Aujla on the show.
Really? Are they off by a lot though?
What do you mean?
I have an
easier time getting to Karan Aujla than getting to Diljit.
Yeah.
His wife is best friends with my cousin.
Oh.
Yeah. His wife used to follow me on... His wife and I used to follow each other on Instagram.
Damn, then what happened?
I removed her because I'm like, what's the point? Shit. Like, why am I, like, you know, like...
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, so...
Maybe she just really likes your photography and wanted to follow you.
No, this is a long time ago.
Okay.
This is a long time ago.
Maybe she really likes the podcast.
This is... No. But, I think getting to him might be easier.
Yeah.
Should be easier.
Yeah.
Than getting to Diljit.
Yeah. I mean, one's in the Illuminati, the other one's not, so...
Is he trying to get in? Who knows, man, with the level of success he's been having recently, maybe he might be on a starter membership.
the Wish.com version.
Yeah. How you been, man?
Been good since... When did we record?
Like 2 days ago?
2 days ago, yeah. Probably something like that.
Prior to this, there's two other episodes that need to go out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, one of them I might not release. Okay. So, yeah.
We're stacking up.
Stacking
building
up.
Building up, stacking up the perontes.
Stacking up
the pancakes.
The pancakes, stacking up the bills. Up the cheese, the paper.
The bills.
The bills. How are the Bills playing when they play? Are they bad?
I mean, their entire team, like a lot of their team left in free agency and got traded.
So stacking up the L's like the Bills?
Yeah. They have a good like foundation, but they have nothing else.
Nice. Anyways.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? I had a phone call to tend to.
How are you doing?
I'm doing...
we have stacks of
stacks, podcasts. Stacking the episodes of the podcast, yes. Yeah. Before we get into the actual episode, to the people who listen to us, if you're still listening...
Okay, I think they have to... We're only like a couple of minutes in, maybe.
Huh?
We're only a couple of minutes in at maximum. People, if they have that bad retention, man...
We've got no. What I mean is the people who follow us...
Okay.
If you're still listening to us... Like, since day one.
Okay.
I think it's time you start spreading the word.
Yeah.
Stop being selfish and hogging us for yourselves.
We got to be like the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses. Witnesses
is fine.
Witnesses. We got to be like those guys.
We got to send our followers on door-to-door missions.
We got to spread the gospel.
Spread the gospel of... Three uncles in a basement.
Yeah. Like the three wise men.
Yeah,
see?
No, but seriously, like if you like listening to us,
yeah.
Tell people about us.
Yeah. So make them have fun too.
Make them have fun too so we can grow further and eventually have guests on our show.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say interview them. Have conversations with them. Ask them stupid questions like we ask each other.
Yeah.
Right? Now, this leads perfectly to my next segue. When it comes to stupid stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Body odor.
Yes.
Take it away.
So there's a lot of body odor in Brampton.
Yes.
Right, especially on the transportation, public transportation.
Yes. Right?
So obviously deodorant has been invented, maybe not discovered by some, but it has been invented.
Yeah.
It has been invented.
Yeah.
Maybe not discovered by everybody. So... Makes you think, the dude who invented it, right? How did he feel? Why did he feel... Because behind every good invention, there's a good story. So the dude who invented deodorant, which is very important, how did he feel when he made it? Why did he want to make it? How did he make it? How did he think about making it? That's the question. Or a woman. It could have been a woman who made it. But
it could have been a woman.
Yeah.
Well, the history of perfume goes back thousands of years.
Yeah.
People have enjoyed smelling good.
People have noses.
Have had noses.
Yeah.
For at least thousands of years.
Yeah, evolution.
Right? Maybe since day one.
Could be.
Monkey times.
Yeah, right? Maybe.
I'm thinking noses have been around.
Yeah.
So there's nothing more pleasing to one's mind or one's soul than a fresh fragrance.
Yeah.
Of a good axe. Of a good variety. No, not axe, man. Axe. Your sister used to wear axe.
Yeah. She doesn't anymore?
No.
Okay.
Thank God.
My mom's car has axe in it. Her room has axe.
Okay. Axe was cool back when I was in high school.
Yeah. Back when the Cadillac pickup trucks were cool.
Yes, back in those days. So perfume has been around for thousands of years.
Yes.
My thinking is, back in those days, it was probably only available to the higher classes of society.
Yeah.
Because you can think of it as a luxury, right? And the actual deodorant version of, I guess, perfume, how that came about, I don't know. That's a good question. And I'm sorry to the listeners for thinking that I was actually on to something here by starting off with the history lesson and then ending with, I don't know. My apologies. But now my question is.
Yeah.
It wasn't around in India when I was a kid.
Really? You guys never had deodorant?
We had deodorant because my chacha went to India, I think, and they took deodorant with them.
Okay.
And they told us about it.
Yeah.
But prior to that, no, man.
Oh, shit. No.
It was body odor everywhere.
Huh.
Right? And people didn't care. Because everybody smelled
simpler
the same.
Times,
simpler
man.
Times, right? Simpler everybody smelled the same.
Yeah.
It's when my chacha went to India for the first time, I think, in 93, I remember they brought those roll-on, underarm roll-on sticks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I remember. That's my earliest memory of deodorant.
Mm.
And but prior to that, man, I don't think anybody knew that deodorant existed, let alone even owning a bottle of perfume.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But, back in those days, they just gave each other flowers. They smelt the flowers and rubbed the flowers.
Nobody's rubbing flowers underneath their armpits. And what good is a flower rubbed under your armpit going to do if you haven't showered?
Well, that's also good idea, yeah.
And the other thing that makes it harder to smell good is if you don't trim your armpits.
Yeah.
Right? The more hair you have underneath there, the more it smells.
Mm.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And you might not, in India, you might not be a religious person, but, and the reason I say it is because if you're... Excuse me. If you're a religious person, hair removal is not going to be accepted. But even for people who weren't religious, you know, removing body hair, it wasn't a thing.
Wow.
Right? So you might cut the hair on your head.
Yeah.
But everywhere else, you're still hairy.
Hairy chest.
Hairy chest.
Legs.
Hairy armpits. Hairy legs. Hairy asses. Right? So,
Manscaped wasn't in the business
yet. Manscaping, no.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the lexicon of the Indian mind at that time. In larger cities, I'm sure things were different, but not in the Punjab. Speaking of body odor, I go to LA Fitness.
Yeah.
In Brampton, unfortunately, and it's the first time ever today that a machine had body odor.
Oh my God.
That's a piece of gym equipment had body odor
like
today.
Metal
how
and
bad,
bolts.
How bad do you have to smell that even after you've walked away from the machine, it still smells like you?
You know, last time I checked, metal doesn't take smell, like it doesn't absorb shit like that.
It's the padding.
Oh, it's the padding. Okay.
On the
that
metal,
would make
right?
more sense, yeah.
And unfortunately, I was doing the reverse flies for, you know, for your back.
Yeah.
So my nose is against the foam padding.
Like just
I couldn't figure out if it was me, man. Like, I'm only sniffing myself, right? I'm checking. I mean, it can't be me. Like, I have new clothing on. I have, I'm wearing deodorant. And I'm like, oh, fuck, it's the padding. And then I had to go to the next machine. A couple of months ago.
Yeah.
There was a very, very strong aroma of body odor near where I was working.
Yeah.
Beside me, I think, was a white guy who was working out.
Yeah.
Might have been a white guy. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Or maybe another clean-looking guy.
Yeah.
I was afraid he was going to think it was my body odor.
Yeah.
Right? But I knew it wasn't the guy beside me because that smell was around even before he showed up.
Okay.
right? That smell was coming from these other two guys on the treadmill in front of me.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right? Because he came after.
Yeah.
So the logical thing to assume is the person closest to you is the easiest to smell.
Yeah.
So just to make sure that he knew that it wasn't me smelling, I had to stop my workout and walk over to a different section of the gym. Just so he could sit there and stew in that smell and realize it wasn't the guy who walked away.
Do you think like the gym has like a policy or something? Because isn't that driving away customers if their gym stinks?
If they all stink, who cares?
Like, don't they like, you know, like spray shit like through the ceilings or something? No.
I don't think so, no.
We used to have a girl in a kindergarten, right? Her name was, I think it was Jules.
Okay.
Or something, right?
Yeah.
And yo, so my cousins liked me because I was in a split class. It was mm-hmm. grade one and grade two. She was a year older than me. She was in my cousin's class, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then after what happened was she went to my cousin's class, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then my cousin like, hey, yo, do you know this girl named Jules, right? And I'm like, the first thing I said to her, I'm like, she smells like piss.
Because
mm. she smelled like piss. And my cousin's like, man, I still remember that to this day. And like, she did in fact smell like piss. Yeah, kindergarten, grade one.
Maybe she was pissing her pants. Who knows?
You can't do that every single day, though. It's not a thing. Yeah, so body odor comes with many different shapes, sizes.
Speaking of shapes and sizes, I hate that we're always talking about this one community and this one city.
Oh, Jules was black, though.
No. forget Jules.
Okay.
We're consistently talking about Brampton and students.
Yeah.
Right? And I want to move away from that.
Yeah.
So, but like, this is the last thing I want to say until next episode. Right? Just a gold mine. It's a gold mine of just like...
We haven't experienced anything else. That's the problem.
Yeah.
We got to like go live in Hong Kong for a year or something.
But have you noticed that? And it just occurred to me recently. But with these students,
yeah,
there's just a large variety of shapes and sizes. No, seriously. like, as opposed to people like us who've been like been born and raised here,
yeah,
we're pretty much the same like shape and size, right?
Well, Different.
Heights are different, but like body structure, mostly, it's not that far off, right?
Yeah.
It's mostly consistent.
Yeah.
But with these kids, it's just small ones, tiny ones,
huge ones.
You have like ones who look like dwarves, but they're not dwarves.
Yeah.
You have like tall, skinny ones. You have like diseased ones. You have ones with whiskers, right?
Yeah.
Ones with a lot of facial hair. Ones with curly mustaches.
Yeah.
Ones, ones who unfortunately haven't been given food. Sorry, that was a bit much. That was a bit much. But like some of these kids. And I guess that just goes to show you the nutrition level of India.
Yeah.
Like they're fucking just like...
Yeah. They're skin on bones.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like they're more spread out.
Three girls walked in front of my car yesterday. Yeah. And they were all different shapes. And I don't even mean like fat. Fat, skinny.
Yeah.
Just like one looked like a cartoon. The other three looked just like something else.
Shit. Maybe it's because like India so
one look like a shrew.
What's a shrew?
It's an animal.
Oh,
and I don't mean this in a I'm not saying this in a body shaming way.
Okay.
She just reminded me of a shrew. If you don't know what a shrew is, I'll show you a shrew.
Got a National Geographic over here.
Like that.
Oh.
Yeah, and I don't mean this in like I said, I don't mean this in a body shaming way.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, like three girls walk in front of me, and they all had. They all look like different characters.
Was it like those Russian dolls that like fit in each other?
No. At least they look the same, but different sizes.
Yeah. Well, at least now that they're all here, eventually they'll start all looking the same, I guess, right? Because like that's not how it works.
It's not how it works. Okay, we gotta stop talking about these people, man.
Yeah.
We have a larger demographic to cater to.
I don't even think they're in our demographic at all.
They're not. In other news, one of my cousins got bit by a dog yesterday.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Like a Rottweiler.
Based on the reactions of the people who were there,
yeah,
you would have thought it was a Rottweiler.
Yeah.
And based on the description I got from her sister,
yeah,
it seemed like a life and death experience.
Oh shit!
And I thought it was like a large size, like a Great Dane type of dog, really.
Yeah.
Because like, the street it happened on,
yeah,
my cousin's sister, my other cousin,
yeah,
she got chased by a large dog, right? And yeah. I saw it happen because I was there.
Yeah.
Right. I thought it was that dog.
Yeah.
But no, it was some like little Chihuahua looking dog.
Oh shit! Right?
So, apparently they had gone for a walk.
Yeah.
And Bindi and I finished dinner and we're going for a walk.
Yeah.
And we see her and my my cousin's kid running back to the house.
Yeah.
Not running. Speed walking.
Oh, speed right? walking. Okay.
That should have been my my first clue that it's not that serious. Because it's a life and death, you don't stop. Even if your lungs are getting out, you fucking sprint to the house. Yeah. Right? So we thought they were speed racing, and we're like, hey, what's going on? Granula got bit by a dog, right? And I'm like, what? Because the look on her face was like, oh, she's not going to make it, right?
Oh, shit.
And she's like, yeah, she got bit by a dog. There's blood, right? Fuck. And like, the dog got her near like her vein.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, my God. Like, take me to her, right?
Yeah.
And so we jump in the car with her.
Yeah.
Me and Bindi.
Yeah.
Her and my cousin's son.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting like the end of the world scenario, like my mossy's crying, right? And like my cousin, like I'm expecting to like, see her on the floor. She cries easily.
Yeah.
Right. And she told me to talk about this story on the podcast, so I don't care if she gets offended. Right. That one doesn't take much for her to cry.
All
right. So if you think a dog attack, I'm thinking like she's like bawling her eyes out on the floor, and the way her sister described it, a giant pool of blood. That's what I'm expecting. That's what I'm preparing myself for, right?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh, shit.
She's standing, talking, just talking fine. Nothing.
Damn.
So we go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And obviously, you have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
So but I'm thinking, like the cut looks like she got pricked by a thorn.
Yeah.
There's like two drops of blood visible.
Yeah. Right?
That could have been patched up at home.
Yeah.
But you still have to go to the hospital because you don't know diseases. What kind of disease the animal has.
Yeah.
So we go to the hospital, and Bindi and I, we came home early
because
her mom showed up.
Yeah.
And she's like, you guys go. I'll stay with her.
Yeah.
And I'll keep you guys informed.
Yeah.
So I go over this morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, so like, let me look at you. Let me see what happened, right?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, they gave me antibiotics, gave me a tetanus shot. And they put a bandaid on it. I'm thinking when I had my surgery last year, 2 years ago, like a giant patch, mm-hmm. right? Like giant white patch, like it's been taped up properly.
Yeah.
Guess what it was?
What?
A normal bandaid from your medicine cabinet at home.
Was it skin color match though?
It was clear.
Oh, not even skin color
match. Not even skin color.
Damn.
So we worried
as
if it was a life or death situation.
Yeah.
Turned out it was just a little nick.
You know, I think that's
storytelling goes a long way in terms of conveying emotions.
Yeah,
right.
Like that story, man. That's something that like a kindergarten teacher would say to their kids. Like, you know, that level of enthusiasm. But like, you know, maybe that's why our medical system gets clowned on, right? Well, like what India people clown on our medical system because, like, you know, I feel like somebody got bit like that by a dog in India. Like, I don't think they're just walking away with a bandaid, bro. They're gonna get like syringes, needles, and like, you know, a big bandaid.
When I was in grade one in India,
yeah,
my teacher's daughter got bit by a dog.
Oh, shit.
And from what I heard,
was
she got like 7 needles in her belly button.
Fuck.
Why the belly button?
Isn't that where like diabetes needles go, right?
I don't
know. In the stomach, I don't know.
I don't know, man. Belly button. But like that's what I've always heard. Like if you get bit by a dog, you got to get needles in your stomach.
Maybe it's a fable.
Maybe. My cousin got her needle in her arm.
Wow.
Now the city's investigating.
The
situation.
Damn.
Yeah.
But the city involved.
They called the cops, but the cops weren't bothered enough to give a fuck.
Well, yeah,
they called 911. They called 911 and they're like, yeah, just call the southern number.
You gotta call 311 for 311.
Yeah. They were closed.
Oh, shit.
They had to leave a voicemail. I had to leave a voicemail and then follow up in the morning.
Jeez.
Oh.
What are taxpayer dollars going to, man?
You just get a night shift person for 311.
Yeah. Hire a student if you have to, man.
Yeah.
Hire me. I'm free.
Not anymore.
Well, yeah.
You have school coming up.
The next 4 years.
Yeah, you got to get your MBA for our business venture.
That's MBA. I don't know if I'll
make it. Hey, man, if the Kelce brothers can land a $100 million deal,
yeah,
I think we're good.
Okay.
We can do it.
Yeah. But they have, like, careers.
So do we.
We have career aspirations.
Shut up. What do they talk about on the show?
Sports. And stupid shit. Because, like, you know, they're not...
Hey, we talk about stupid shit.
Yeah, like, they talk about, like, their family. Like, apparently their dad was really into UFOs and shit.
Yeah.
So when they were a kid, he had, like, some NASA, like, satellites connected to, like, his computer. And, like, it would play, like, random noises and shit.
Hey, man, listen. If more people knew about us...
Yeah.
Don't you think that they'd be entertained by what we talk about?
We're very funny, I think.
We're very funny. I think we're hilarious.
Yeah, we're hilarious.
Right? People who know, they know.
Yeah.
Right?
It's Brampton's best kept secret.
Is that a good thing? I'm thinking Brampton has a lot of secrets. There's other ones that are probably worth keeping. I think we can let this secret out of the bag.
Yo, speaking of secrets, man, we're driving somewhere, right?
Sorry, I just gotta make a vow.
Okay.
From now on, less Brampton, less student.
Yeah, okay.
Please.
Okay.
Don't you wanna make this into something big?
Okay.
Okay.
This is in Rexdale.
Better.
We're driving somewhere, and you know how people on, like, lights, they put, like, signs up?
Yeah.
Like, you know, they'll put, like, a debt collector sign or, like, something. Yeah. Something like some service or something.
Real estate license.
Yeah, or, like, you know, a pest removal.
Yeah.
Something like that. So there's a sign that said, fun massage on it.
Yeah.
To cut out a woman. Underneath it, there was another one in some, like, other, like, I guess, like, African language, maybe European language. Then there was another one, same thing, same font, in Punjabi. Now said, it was like Hase Wali massage or something it said on it. And yeah, so I mean, it's multicultural. Toronto's multicultural. Any culture, you could have a fun massage anytime. It's Toronto's best kept secret.
Remember that day that we went to that car show?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It was a largely Jewish community.
Yeah, a lot of Jews there, yeah.
You think just as a prank, we should go put up fun massage signs in that neighborhood? Yeah. And just see what happens, see if you get any calls. This is Ari Goldstein. Saw your ad for a fun massage.
Yeah, you can't play with the Jews, man. That's why you got anti-Semite like thing, bro. We can't be associated with that.
Yeah, true, fine. Yeah, but please, from next episode, less Brampton, less students.
Yeah.
Fewer, less. Yeah, you know what I mean.
It's hard, man. It's just, that's all we know. That's what our life
is. No, man, read more books, man. Read more books.
I haven't read a book, like a proper book outside of school in my life, I think.
I was watching Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce talk about something Anthony Edwards said.
Oh, damn.
You know what he said?
What did he say?
So for people who don't know who these people are, these are basketball players.
Two old ones, one young one.
Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce are retired.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards is a 23-year-old current superstar.
Phenom.
Yeah, phenom. And he said players back in the day weren't skilled aside from Michael Jordan.
Oh.
And Kevin Garnett got, like, really... heated,
yeah,
you know, defending the older eras,
the 90s and stuff.
This guy flexed having, this guy basically turned having a stable two-parent household into a weakness. He's like, motherfuckers, kids these days having both parents around, right? Back when I was growing up, right, fucking no parents, I have one parent. I've never seen anybody use that as a diss.
Yeah. But now it's probably even harder for, like, single parent families to make it to the NBA, man. Because, like, now it's like AAU and all.
It's just more expensive.
Yeah, it's become like kind of like hockey almost, and like football. You know, that shit's expensive too. I think soccer's probably still cheap. Maybe I don't know.
I don't know, because a lot of these guys who come from South America, I think they get taken into these programs at a young age, and not all of them are coming from wealthy areas.
Yeah.
So that might be a bit more accessible. Maybe not in North America.
Yeah.
Because it costs money to put your kids into these soccer clubs. Yeah, that was funny. He made fun of people for having two parents, unstable households, basically saying they're weak.
How are you supposed to control that, man? You're supposed to push your like one of your parents out.
Yeah,
like get out of here. I wanna have
a strong. That one kid who realizes at a young age that unless he faces adversity, he's not gonna succeed in life.
Yeah.
So he just tells his dad, "Hey, go get milk and just like don't come back."
Gives his dad an out.
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever happened in history. I don't know, man.
What?
Like a child forcing one of their parents out?
It depends if the parent's abusive.
Yeah, then, yeah.
Right? Then in that case, the kid will probably even kill that parent.
Yeah, I mean, right? Yeah.
What's the difference between abuse and discipline?
I think it's like a...
At what point does hitting your child cross over from being a disciplinary action to being physical abuse?
I think discipline is like if they do something stupid and you like, you know, slap them on the wrist. But like
but a lot of Indian kids, maybe not you guys, but a lot of kids I know, you know, as kids, we were hit.
Yeah.
Right. But I wouldn't consider that physical abuse though.
Yeah.
I think that was disciplinary actions.
Hmm.
At what point does hitting your child become abusive?
Maybe if it's a pattern, would that make it abusive? Or I guess the level of intensity, how hard you're getting hit, would also play a factor into that. I don't know, man. We need like a cop or something. They know that kind of stuff.
But then they're gonna take you away from your parents, even if your parents, you know, slap you once
because
you broke a glass.
Yeah.
Right. That's grounds for being slapped.
Yeah, because, okay, to some extent, if you discipline your children, you might be making society better, right?
Yeah.
You're improving society. Whereas, you know, if you get thrown in prison for improving society, I don't know.
And society doesn't want improvements.
Yeah, society doesn't want improvements. Yeah, sometimes, man, you see all these, like, stupid, like, I guess, like, the pranksters running around and shit. Like, you see them on YouTube, on Instagram.
Those guys didn't get slapped enough.
Guys didn't get slapped enough.
No, they didn't get slapped enough.
Yeah. That's why that happened. I don't know, man. Do they need to teach that in schools? Like, you know, like parenting. Like, I took a Families in Canada course, and they said, like, if you want to, like, discipline somebody, use your words, right, and stuff like that. Do you think they need to teach, like, spanking and stuff? Do you think they need to teach how to instill fear in your child?
Okay, so, on the one hand, like, my sister and myself.
Yeah.
And my cousins and, you know, my friends.
Yeah.
We were raised in an environment where it was fear.
Yeah.
Fear was discipline.
Yeah.
Because you knew if you did shit, you'd get...
Yeah.
You'd get whooped.
Yeah.
Right? I got whooped.
Yeah.
Plenty of times.
Yeah.
A lot of times, I deserved it.
Yeah.
Right? And that's not me sympathizing with my
bear syndrome.
Yeah. Oh, no. Stockholm syndrome. with my captors.
Yeah.
Like I almost burnt down a house once.
Oh shit.
I deserved to get the shit kicked out of me at that point. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I did.
Yeah.
Right. But other times it was just like it's easier to hit. So I used to think that maybe hitting is, and I don't mean like fucking boxing.
Or yeah, right? That's
just like within reason. Like,
yeah,
like a, you know, like
light tap,
like light tap or whatever, right? Like never using like a object as a weapon.
Yeah,
that I think is abusive, right?
Yeah,
I used to think that
that's like battery, man, assault without deadly lethal weapon.
Yeah, that no, you can't do that.
Yeah,
no, you can't do that. And I think I don't want to say soft parenting, but parenting with your words, it's harder
if you know your way around words, man. It works, bro.
No, it does. But because the thing is, hitting your child, that's lazy parenting.
Yeah,
right. Because you don't know how to use your words to get that point across.
Yeah.
But at the same time, a kid, the child should have, without being hit, Like, just remove hitting from the equation altogether.
Yeah.
There should be a healthy balance of respect and fear within your child towards the parents.
Yeah.
Right? You can't have all, like, happy-go-lucky times.
Yeah.
To a certain extent, the child should be afraid of the parent.
Yeah.
Right? If they're not, they're going to prank people at a mall.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, moan in people's ears.
Moan in people's ears.
Yeah.
But I don't have the heart to hit my child. I just wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
I think I could.
Yeah.
I think I can.
Yeah.
Because I've been hit.
Yeah.
But I know that for a fact. Mm. When I have a kid,
yeah,
I won't be able to do it. Mm. So I'm gonna have to use my words to get the point across. I can probably break your toys.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you don't want to listen? Here's your fucking PlayStation 15.
But I think even using your words, man, using your words in English, I don't think it's as effective as using your words in, like, Punjabi. Any foreign language, any immigrant language, I feel like is more violent than English. Because you hear that shit, like...
Okay. Let's do an exercise, okay? I agree with you, but let's just give the audience an example, okay?
Okay.
I'll be the parent.
Okay. Okay?
Just tell me a phrase to say.
Yeah.
I'll say it in English.
Okay.
And then I'll say it in Punjabi.
That's like, you know, stop jumping around and stuff.
Okay. Hey, stop jumping around.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the Punjabi version.
Yeah.
Which one sounded more authoritative?
The second one.
Let's try another example.
You keep on going inside and outside. Don't do that.
Hey, either inside or outside.
Yeah.
Punjabi. Bandru ek thaan takke bayo bar bana bar betho andar bana andar betho.
Yeah.
Right? Again, Punjabi.
Right?
I'm sure Russian would have the same effect.
Yeah.
Right? Swahili. Right? Chinese. Mandarin, Cantonese, pick one.
Yeah.
I think the same effect will be had.
Yeah.
I think where you lose kids is probably in Hindi. Hindi is a bit softer. Hindi is much more softer.
Somebody had a skit on that. I think it might have been like a top or somebody.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a, yeah.
Man, it's different languages of the world.
I would try to do the Hindi thing, but I haven't spoken Hindi consistently in like maybe like 6 years.
Yeah. That's...
And without that practice, I can still speak it, but like it's gone. Like my it's not going to come out.
My Hindi is also cooked.
You can't speak Hindi.
When people come up to me at malls and shit and they try to communicate.
And what do you say?
I just start speaking Punjabi half the time.
Exactly.
With like different like accents at the end.
There you go. I can speak Hindi.
Yeah.
But like.
Because man, if you're born in Canada, who are you going to speak Hindi to growing up?
The only reason I know how to speak Hindi is because in school in India,
we
spoke Hindi.
Okay.
I mean, that's where I learned.
Yeah. But who was I? I wasn't watching Bollywood movies, man, growing up. I don't know.
Up until 2018,
yeah,
I was like flawless with my Hindi.
Oh, damn.
2018, like, and then my need to speak Hindi went down dramatically, and now,
like my parents weren't like disciplining me in Hindi. How was I gonna know?
But I don't know either.
Yeah, were the teachers though?
My mom was a Punjabi teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my dad's Hindi is like it's not Hindi. Starts off in Hindi, and by the end, it's all Punjabi. Okay, let's try that exercise with Hindi.
Okay. Jimmy put the bowl down, or something like that. You know, you're just you're going to break the bowl.
Jimmy, put the dishes down.
You are
Hindi. Correct. Jimmy, bartan niche rakho. See, it's not the same. It's not the same, right? Let's do another one in Hindi.
close the fridge when you're done with it, something like that.
Hey. Close the fridge when you're done.
Yeah.
Beta, fridge ka darwaza band karo. See, you're not getting the same, like, anger that you get with Punjabi.
Yeah.
How was the Hindi though?
It was good, flawless. Flawless. No. Perfect.
The guy in my basement.
Yeah.
He speaks Hindi.
Oh.
And I don't know why with him though. I can speak Hindi with other people just fine.
Yeah.
With him, when I try to speak Hindi, it's not even Hindi, just random noises come out. He'd be like, kaise ho bhaiya? I don't know. I don't know what happens.
How do you speak Gujarati though, man? That's another thing on its own.
That's different.
Yeah. Would the Gujarati be parenting be like good? Could...
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I haven't heard enough Gujarati. Tamil? Yo, Tamil would be fire.
Tamil would be different. Why does she always show up when we're recording? It's like she wants to be a part of the show.
Yeah.
Right?
And walks right in.
Just walks right into
waltz into our recording.
Yeah.
So this is your home.
Okay, we're joined again by the deserter.
Yeah. Traitor.
Traitor.
I'm a very busy lady.
If you wanted to instill fear in your children, what language are you disciplining them in? Punjabi or English?
You can leave them with your mom. Get all the languages.
You gotta come to the mic. What language?
Should we hook up your mic?
There's a hair in your jaw.
It's mine.
Yeah. What language are you disciplining your children in?
I would have to do English, because if I do it in Punjabi, they're just going to make fun of my Punjabi and not take me seriously. So. Do you think so?
That's a valid point.
I could see that happening.
That's a valid point.
I could see that happening.
How was dance practice?
It was so dumb, okay? Because they just spent the entire time practicing their last song. And then when they were done, they're like, oh, let's just run through the whole thing. So we ran through the whole thing twice. And they're like, okay, we're done. Which, like, they didn't have to, like, it was kind of pointless.
Wow, how do you feel as, like, one of the lead singers, star dancers?
I feel like we're not prepared.
So would you discipline them in English or Punjabi?
Shut up.
Or Hindi. Hindi's also a wild card.
Barely knows Punjabi.
I don't know, man. A lot of girls are, like, into Bollywood and shit, so they know a lot of
this
Hindi.
This one?
Well, she's not, but, like, you know. You'll meet a lot of brown girls into Hindi.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. I want to do a study.
Yeah.
That tracks the correlation between being cursed by somebody.
Yeah.
And then actually experiencing the effects of that curse.
Yeah.
Because that story that your mom told us.
Yeah.
Right? It's like... So the tradition in India is when a son is born.
They don't do it for daughters?
I don't think so. Okay. Maybe now they do.
Yeah.
Because...
Equality?
You know, equality?
Yeah.
But I think traditionally it's just been for the birth of a son.
Yeah.
The transgendered community...
Yeah.
Comes to your house.
Are they trans or are they drag queens?
They're trans.
Okay.
But trans would... imply that they've gone through a voluntary... No, they don't do that.
Okay.
They're just born like that. What are those called? Ladyboys?
Yeah, but like, is that an official term?
Thailand it is.
Mixed gender?
Sure.
Intergender?
Hermaphrodites? No, those are cross-dressers, aren't they?
Intergender? I don't know.
Let's just go with ladyboys.
We'll go with ladyboys.
Right. The ladyboy community... We're trying to find the right English word for the Punjabi word kusra. No, transgendered means you've gone through a voluntary sex change. But what if you're born with female and male anatomy?
Intergender, I think.
Does that work?
Polygender?
So shut up.
Wait, kusra are born with both genitalia?
No, born like tits and like... Right, that's how it works.
I'm so confused. I thought kusra were just cross dressers.
They're intersex.
Yeah, see,
People who are intersex have reproductive or sexual anatomy that doesn't fit into an exclusive male or female binary sex classification.
See, you meet one trans person in your life and you just know all this stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Then what's polygender?
1 second. No,
it's a professional recording studio.
Recording. Stop with your hydrochloric shit. Okay, so the intersex community from your neighborhood, comes to
your local intersexes.
Sure, they come to your house to celebrate the birth of your child.
Yeah,
they dance and they expect to be paid with money.
Yeah,
of course, that's just traditional.
Yeah,
in the story that your mom brought up.
Yeah.
That person had a son.
Yeah.
This intersex community came to the doorstep.
Yeah.
But they were turned away.
Yeah.
And in their anger, the intersexes, they cursed that family.
Yeah.
And a few years later, their son had an accident and now he's paralyzed.
Yeah.
Right. chance or curse. So I think a study needs to be conducted, which...
On trans curses?
No, just on curses in general. In curses in general.
Yeah.
The correlation between being cursed by somebody and then that curse coming to fruition and negatively affecting the targeted person.
Yeah. I mean, but like, yo, people on their like local commute, and like when they get like, you know, road rage, they curse like everybody and almost like anything.
No. It's like this Punjabi curse thing.
Yeah.
That's different.
Like a tuna we're talking about, like black shit and like lafape and like dolls in front of people's houses and shit.
It's like if you turn away like a enlightened begging person, right, who's like
intersex?
No, man. Okay. What are you talking about? Okay. Like a baba.
Yeah.
Who goes door to door asking for grains.
Yeah.
Right? And this person says like, no, get out of here. And baba's like, oh, you'll never go to Canada. Right? And you never go to Canada.
Yeah.
Right? Is that just because like, you didn't pass your eyelids? Yeah. Or just like because baba cursed you? So I think in all societies, there should be a study done that actually looks at all the curses that have been uttered and whether they come to fruition or not.
My mom had another story. So in India, you know how like after they get married, they have to go to like Jatherde or something? Like some like Samad or something, right?
That's, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think that's for everybody.
I don't know. That's what my mom said, right? She's like, you know, that's what they do, right? So we're like, yo, why did they do that? Just, you got married, just partying up and shit, right? And she's just like, nah, man. She's like, one time in my pent, people got married. They never went to the Jatera, and they got attacked by a swarm of bees.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did they just happen to be walking by a beehive?
I don't know.
Or were these bees sent over? Did they, like, navigate through five different pens to find this particular couple, because they were instructed by, I don't know,
the underworld
that they didn't go to this place. We have a family friend who's, they moved into a house, they never had a pot, and one day, like a year a year or two after they moved in, they had a garage fire.
Oh, shit.
Right? And some good Samaritan was walking by.
Yeah.
He alerted them.
Yeah.
And they were able to save their house.
Okay.
The garage burned, but it was redone after that. And people were like, it's because they didn't have a pot to their house that their house was on fire.
Yeah.
Right? Like, come on.
Yeah. That's our community, man.
Again, like I said in the last episode, education.
Yeah.
Now, if in that situation where the intersex community was, you know, allowed in, they celebrated, and if it said, your son's going to be a billionaire, will that kid become a billionaire?
You got to ask a billionaire if, you know...
If they were positively cursed by the local voice?
Can they positively curse? Like, do they have that power, or is it just like a negative power?
I feel like negative things happen easier than positive things.
Yeah. Like you're manifesting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
No, thank you.
We always like clown on like once again we clown on Brampton all the time, right? And then we're like, oh, brown people, the students, they assimilated this country, right? We haven't brought those people here yet. How long until we have a strong Kosra community in Canada?
Like, well, they have to be here.
You think they exist?
It's not public.
Like, how long until we get like a public thing where it's like India and they come wherever a boy is born and they have the hospital records and they
please
just...
don't
no
stop manifesting it, stop it.
You think it'll actually happen?
It's a matter of time. Certain traditions just need to stay in certain places.
You think other countries have that too, like Thailand? Because I think they're like the world leader in that kind of stuff, right?
Not in like going to people's houses and celebrating their birth.
No, but like lady boys, right? They're like what it's known for.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Thailand, but there's one country where they had multiple cases of like they either had boys or girls, and then when they got into like adolescent years, like they started growing penises. Like it was girls who started growing penises. I don't remember what country it was, but.
Maybe part. Alex Jones was right when he said the water turned the frogs gay.
So how do we get this Amazon money?
What?
How do we get this Amazon Jason Kelce money? 100 million, man.
You gotta find a famous her wife.
Famous her wife?
Yeah.
So he's saying, so you know Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce?
Yeah.
Right? Taylor Swift's husband and Jade? They have been offered a deal by Amazon for their podcast for $100 million. And Roger's claim is that it's because Taylor Swift is very famous and she helped him get that deal.
Yeah, she put him on the map and no one really knew who he was.
Which is true.
I think, okay, the football
community... But, sorry, what he's saying is that you're not famous enough for us to succeed.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys
are. Or I have to find someone famous too. I could find someone. That's the other option.
Why you do that?
I'm not built like that.
Oh.
Not with that attitude.
Would you want me to become an NFL player?
Yeah.
Be 6'5", like Travis Kelce.
What if you twerk on TikTok? Would that work?
your twerking is gonna go more viral than like one of
Why
us
don't
twerking.
You twerk?
It's not gonna go viral.
Yes, it will. That will definitely. That's definitely gonna go viral.
It'll be controversial, but not. You know, I don't.
You'll be one of those things on Instagram when people like me like sing. What are you doing?
Yeah. I'll be like whatever that dude was talking about, Mad Sidhu or somebody, whoever that is.
A temple.
Yeah.
My friend called me Temple once. I just thought it was a funny word. I don't know it meant gay.
It means gay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
why? I just thought, see, I'm not.
Is it because, like, Temple drivers are gay? Like, how
are they gay?
Is that how? I don't know. How did the Temple word get associated with gay?
I don't know. It makes no sense. Yeah, so.
Well, I also saw, like, a ladyboy today.
Go on.
So we were at Walmart. I still can't hold my composure.
What?
I can't hold my composure,
okay,
man.
Okay, go on.
So me and her Joe, we went to Walmart. You know, as one does to get the groceries.
As one does.
One does. So all the lines were full. There's one counter line that was empty, right? So we go there. Go to the empty counter line. It's a woman. She's tall. She's pretty buff, right? So you get thinking, oh, she's pretty buff. She's tall. No, right? It's a woman, right? She opens her mouth. She starts talking. And immediately she starts talking. She says something, right? Her Joe stares at me. She gives me the look. Now at this point, I can't control myself. I start laughing a little bit. I'm like, yo, I don't want to be offensive or rude or anything, right? Because like, I ain't trying to be like a racist or a sexist. Right, so I just take my phone out of my pocket and just pretend to react to like a meme, and then I start looking at the chocolate bars. Because I'm like, I've never had an encounter with one of these people before, and I don't know how to react.
Your first thing was to laugh. First time you meet a transgender person and you laugh. If they ever do a documentary on that person and they talk about their challenges, that person's going to recite and revisit your interaction with that person today.
I don't think they realize, though. I don't know, man. I think I need, like, diversity lessons or something.
You need sensitivity training.
Yeah. The Brampton man's mind is just so simple, right? The human mind is so simple. Now I kind of understand why the conservative people are kind of like, hey, we don't want our kids learning about this. There's, I don't know, man. This shit's, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Speaking of wokeism, it seems like the potency of this woke movement is coming down.
Yeah, I think people are like...
Right, people are getting tired of it?
Yeah.
What has it achieved in its existence over the last 5-6 years?
Didn't it start with the Me Too movement? I think that's
yeah,
how...
Which is, okay.
I think that was good, right?
But like this... Okay, so the Me Too movement, valid.
Yeah.
Right? Valid. But this just whole thing about being woke and overly sensitive.
Yeah.
Besides annoying people, what did it actually accomplish?
I think we got like gay superheroes and stuff.
Did we?
We got women superheroes, right? Captain Marvel.
No, but they've been around forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Have they got the movie? Well, yeah, there was that one Catwoman movie one time.
Yeah, no.
Literally 2000s.
Female superheroes have been around.
I don't know. Somebody,
rather than just being a large inconvenience for people,
yeah,
you know, speaking their mind,
yeah,
what has it actually achieved?
As someone working in the industry, you tell us what has it achieved.
What was the question?
What has wokeism achieved since its inception?
Yeah.
I think the goal of wokeism was to create awareness, you know.
But in the workplace, what did it make? As a worker, what do you see?
No, not even in the workplace, in society in general.
I think the purpose was to create awareness to certain, you know, injustices, inequality. I think that
injustices.
Was whatever. I think that was the whole, like...
It's injustices.
I think that was the whole point of it.
Just because he got in a shoe doesn't mean he knows everything.
I don't think it's actually achieved that.
I don't think it's achieved what it's set out to achieve.
Yeah.
Right? Yes, it was supposed to be make everybody feel comfortable. Inclusive, happy. Inclusive, yeah. Right? But I think it just... When you start, like, just counseling people for... For, you know, saying stuff... It just pisses people off more than actually bringing them to your way of thinking.
I think people took it too far, you know. I think that's what it is, and then it became like any little thing you can just speak out against, even if it doesn't really make sense. Like,
yeah.
That's what people started doing. So then it just got out of control. Like,
man, I felt the raft of wokeism today, right? So there was something. It was a first year internship you could apply to. It was gonna start next year, right? And the requirements, you had to either be black, Hispanic, a woman, or LGBTQ or disabled. No, I don't fit any of those. What am I to do? I can't apply to that.
What were the categories?
You had to be black.
Yeah.
Hispanic.
Okay.
A woman. Disabled.
Okay.
A woman, or like LGBTQ+.
You could always pretend.
See, like, what was I supposed to do? I can't apply to that then.
What was it for?
It was some company in the States that you could, like, first year internship you could apply to.
They have no other?
No.
Damn.
Yeah.
Should have gone black.
I didn't apply to it because I'm like, okay, whatever. My man's like, even.
Should have gone with a black Mexican guy who's undergoing transition to become a female. So you've checked off black, Hispanic, female, and LGBTQ.
Okay, yeah.
There you go.
I don't know, man. It's the wokeism. Sometimes the wokeism forgets people.
See, in this episode, we hit every topic in a free-flow conversation.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, so, what's next?
So, what's next?
I think it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
We're close to an hour in. Gotta cut out a few things. And next time, smaller focus on our immediate surroundings.
Yes, geographical surroundings.
Yes. Cool?
Man, cool?
Those guys. Comedy gold.
Let's take a trip to that area of the world, England. And
England, yes. Family friends just came back from England.
Oh.
They had gone for a wedding,
yeah.
To which we were also invited, but... Yeah. We did not go.
Mm.
And they said, Brampton gets a bad rap for nothing.
Yeah.
England is worse.
Really?
Yes. That's what they said.
Oh.
Do with that information what you will.
Brampton on top.
I don't think that was like our experience when we went to England.
You also went a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Brampton is the 6th to Toronto's 9.
No. No.
Shut up.
No?
No.
Why
wouldn't it be Brampton there? Is the 9 to Toronto 6 because the 905
okay,
is the
4 yeah, 6. Yeah, there you go. That makes a lot of sense.
On that note, it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Any closing words?
Closing words are, you know, if you see a transgender person, don't laugh. Be inclusive to them.
Get them to laugh along with you.
Laugh with them, not at them.
Yes. Bindi, anything to add?
No.
With a deep breath for nothing.
Stop.
No. Okay, bye-bye. Good night.
Thank you for listening.